The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On March Madness.
Had North Mexico State.
New Mexico?
Is it North? What is it? I can't even write
it down. It's New Mexico.
Well, there's just says N on my bracket.
Himself.
I'm an open book, Griggs. I'm a flower that's blooming in front of the whole world, and I have no problem.
Facebook.
I was poking everything that moved. I just thought it was cool.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Hail Kale. Now, every now and then, you know, I'd say once a week, you know, we have a guest on that says something, and, you know, either in a good or bad way, it kind of gets me thinking. And the same thing with, like, texters, or Greg will say something, or Connor, and it's not always negative. It's just like, geez, I was thinking about it. And something I asked Greg Wyshynski, he was talking handicapping who should win the, or who are some of the favorites right now for the Hart Trophy, you know, given out to the big stud in the NHL yearly. And I asked him about, is a dark horse Cale Makar? And I believe he said the darkest kind. And so basically saying he doesn't have a chance. And, you know, when I look at him, when I think about it, I get it. There's a lot of people putting up a lot of points, and you can see the two guys here with Connor Leon. You can look at Austin Matthews, what he's doing. There's others that are just being absolute studs. Obviously, I can't go much further than Ovi. You know, even a guy like Troy Terry, who's kind of come out of nowhere and scoring a bunch of goals. But I just want to revisit this whole thing of Cale Makar. Now, I recognize he's not leading the total points for the defenseman in the NHL. And even though I don't think it should always be like that, I think a lot of times points come into big part of this Hart Trophy award. And maybe he isn't quite at the top of that, even for D-men, but he's near the top. And keep in mind, he's played, you know, in some cases, nearly 8 to 10 less games than some defensemen, some of his counterparts, like a Josi, like a Hedman, like a Fox. You know, Hedman's played 38 games and Cale Makar's played 29. But what he does have is 16 goals. 16 goals. This guy is a one-man wrecking crew when he gets a puck on a stick. You know, he's amongst the top 20 for goal scoring in the NHL for everybody, not just D-men. You know, he does have a good plus-minus. Whether you like plus-minus or not, it does kind of give you an indication of where he's at for that. He plays a ton of minutes, obviously. His team is surging again with him playing so well. So, you know, he may be, and as I evolved this and I was thinking about it, maybe he's not up for the Hart Trophy. But I wonder if some sophisticated NHL players will look at him for the Ted Lindsay. Because what he's doing and how he's going about it, and quite frankly, the way he brings offense from the back end of as a defenseman is pretty damn unique in today's NHL. Yeah, there's a lot of skilled guys, Quinn Hughes, Josi, Fox, but I think he does it differently than even those guys at that level. So I may say that it might be a little bit too far to go with the Hart Trophy, but guys, I'm looking at the Ted Lindsay for this guy. And if I was in still NHL, I might just say that this guy is, he might just be the 10 to 10 Ted Lindsay Award guy that I put down on the sheet when I get to pick it towards the end of the season.